VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Crosstalk here on VCY America. Ladies and gentlemen, our world is literally sitting on a powder keg, just waiting for the match to be lit. The Middle East is in turmoil. There's been a new wave of violence in Jerusalem. Iran is fast advancing in their nuclear capabilities. There's fallout from the Taliban takeover in Afghanistan. There's issues going on in Lebanon, Turkey, China, Russia. Today in Sudan, a military takeover as the military has just arrested the prime minister and dissolved the government. All over this world, it is in turmoil. Well, addressing these many issues with us today, it's our privilege to have in studio Dr. Jimmy DeYoung, Jr., speaker, teacher, Mideast guide, videographer, and speaker on Prophecy Today. Jimmy, so good to have you with us in studio.
Jim, it's great to be here with you.
First of all, on behalf of our radio listeners, we do want to express our condolences to you, your family, regarding the loss of your father, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. We were saddened by the loss. We rejoice knowing he's with the Savior that he loves so much, but certainly want to pass on our sympathies to you and your family.
Thank you so much. And really, we had so many people from this area, from VCY listening group that have sent in emails and or called our ministry and expressed the same thing. And we thank you so much, Jim.
Oh, indeed. And you certainly share the passion that your father had as it relates to Israel, the Middle East, future prophetic events. You carry that passion with you as well.
I do. I basically got it through osmosis, working with my dad all these years and starting with him, producing programs for religious Jews in New York City, and then through the years, our paths were similar. Then I started producing television programs with him in the Mideast and just following along and editing his audio series of his teachings and things like that. So I caught his enthusiasm for what, and I saw it every day. I mean, I remember I used to get there on the bus or when you went to a Q&A session and people would ask him questions, and he had at his fingertips the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's because he was constantly studying the scriptures and talking about it and preaching it. And that's what I've learned to do, and I sure so appreciate the many years that I worked with him, and I'm carrying on his passion for Bible prophecy, mm-hmm. but you know, it's not just his passion. It's become my passion because a third of God's word is talking about future events. Mm. And if it was that important to God and his holy word mm-hmm. to give us information about the future, how much more important should it be to us that we study all of God's word from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21?
Amen. Amen. Well, when I said in the beginning that this world is on a powder keg, do you think that's an over-exaggeration?
No, sir. It's not an over-exaggeration. As we are watching things happening, I know that through history, people have said we're closer than we've ever been to the rapture.
Mm-hmm.
We are closer than we've ever been to the rapture taking place. And as we watch events taking place, things are moving faster and faster every day that are upping that timetable or moving that hand of the clock closer to midnight, whatever you want to say. But yes, we are getting closer to the rapture of the church.
I am saying it's going faster and faster, but also the intensity is picking up. The magnitude of what's going on is becoming just so much more intense.
You know, I believe that is because Satan understands Scripture. He doesn't know when the rapture is going to take place, but he does understand Scripture and that God has a plan that's going to be fulfilled, not only with Israel, but with the church, with countries of the world that are lining up. So he's intensifying his plan in these countries that basically have evil intentions. And it's just, I think that intention, that intensity that we see is just Satan up in his program and his plan to defeat the church, to defeat Christians, to defeat God, which has been his basic plan all along.
Dr. Jimmy DeYoung Jr. with us here today on Crosstalk. Jimmy, let's break down what's going on. I'd like to begin in Israel itself. Israel has a new prime minister now. He's had that position just over 4 months, having assumed that in June. But introduce us here to Prime Minister Bennett and what you've observed in these first 4 months of office for him.
You know, it's really interesting because Israel's uses a parliamentary system of government. So they have to form coalitions. Actually, former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu still holds the largest amount of seats in the Israeli government, in the Knesset. But the Amina group, which Naftali Bennett, the current Prime Minister, he knows exactly what he needs to do and how he needs to play with partners in the government. And he's brought not only the left wing, because he is a far right wing party, he's had to bring members of the left into his coalition to form the amount of seats that are needed to be the prime minister and be in control of the government. And it's hanging on by a hair. But not only does he have the left wing, but he's got Islamic or Muslim portions that have joined in a coalition with a very religious Jew. As a matter of fact, he was just in Russia meeting with Vladimir Putin. He was there on a Friday. Their talks went long. He could not fly back on that Friday because he observes the Sabbath. So he had to stay there longer in Russia to observe the Sabbath. But you're seeing this very religious Jew bring in all portions of the government to guide the government and make decisions as far as Israel is moving forward. I think the time will tell how long he can hold together this mixture of parties together and continue as the prime minister.
And I've seen some of those stories coming out wondering that very question. Will we be seeing another Israeli election take place? Will Likud party be able, you know, have the majority votes to take over? We're used to a presidential election every 4 years, but that's not necessarily how things happen in Israel, it seems.
Yes. You know, and here's the thing. The powder keg of, you know, what really is dictating all the turmoil in Jerusalem and in Israel and the Mideast is the Temple Mount, the situation on the Temple Mount. Any decision that is made by the Israeli government in favor of in the direction of the Temple Mount is what really is a catalyst that pushes all the turmoil, whether it be in the Gaza Strip, whether it be in Ramallah, whether it be in the streets of Jerusalem. It's the Temple Mount. And so as the prime minister is navigating through these, all it takes is one wrong decision, and he doesn't appease the four Muslim Knesset members and their party, those four seats, and they leave and the government falls and they go to another election.
Israel National News last Friday talked about a new wave of violence in Jerusalem. They talked about daily attacks, frequent riots by Arabs in and around the old city of Jerusalem, largely unreported by the media. What is going on in regard to violence in Israel, in Jerusalem?
It's the powder keg of the Temple Mount. A decision was made by a judge that allowed religious Jews to go up to the Temple Mount to pray, that they could pray up there. Now, remember, the Temple Mount, which the Arabs call Harm al-Sharif, is the third most holiest site in Islam, behind Mecca, Medina, and then you've got Harm al-Sharif or the Al-Aqsa, the farthest place where Muhammad eventually tradition says that he ascended to the heavenlies from the top of Mount Moriah or that location, that rock that's underneath the Dome of the Rock. Anytime a decision is made allowing the Jewish people, now remember, we just went through the Feast of Tabernacles, right? That is a time when, one of the periods of time when Jews were required to make the trip to Jerusalem to go up to the Temple Mount. They had thousands of Jews, religious Jews, Jewish families, not militant Jews. These are just people that wanted to walk up like you and I could onto the Temple Mount to just walk around. So anytime that there is a decision that's made, and this one by the judge to allow religious Jews to go up there and say a prayer, to pray silently, The Temple Mount is a big location. It's about five football fields big. That's that plateau that Herod the king in Rome, in Jerusalem, put a plateau there to put a temple, to expand the temple to 210 stories tall. That plateau is what's become that area that's known as the Temple Mount today. And Jews are allowed to walk around and pray now, and that's what's causing all the violence. If the Arabs can create a controversy, if they can throw stones, if they, you know, any decision that's made, so to keep that from happening, then the government backs off and tries to make a decision to keep these fighting in the old city and the streets outside of the walls. If you've ever been to Jerusalem, you know that one square mile city, the walled city of the old city of Jerusalem, outside those walls, in the eastern section of Jerusalem, that's where the Arabs are located, and that's where they are going to create havoc because of the Temple Mount.
Israel right now is designating six different Palestinian rights organizations, NGOs, as being terrorist organizations under the leadership of this popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, and saying these groups are just nothing more than a lifeline for the PFLP, raising funds, laundering money, employing and financially compensating terrorists, and facilitating recruitment of activists to the military.
Sure.
Comment on this issue, if you would.
Yes, that decision, that announcement came out on Friday afternoon about 2 o'clock by the Defense Minister Gantz. And as he made that announcement, it came as a surprise to everyone.
Now, just for clarification, Gantz, is this the Benny Gantz that was running against Netanyahu before?
Exactly.
Okay.
He was next in line to be the prime minister when they would have rotated out.
Right. Okay.
Right? So he's still the Minister of Defense. He made that announcement at 2 o'clock on a Friday afternoon. And if you know anything about Israel, Friday afternoon, everybody, all the government office closed early so people can get home for Shabbat, which starts at sundown. So he makes that announcement, and then everybody was in an uproar. The United States, the Biden administration said that they had no knowledge of this, which then that was counteracted, that they did have knowledge. It came as a surprise at some of these organizations, but here's the information. Now, there has been no link. They haven't seen any bank accounts. So it was, why bring that up now? Well, there was a young lady that was killed by a roadside bomb. Six of the men that were involved in setting that bomb were men that were actively raising money for these NGOs.
Hmm.
And that's what was the catalyst. And I think that everybody, it's one of those things that's not talked about, but everybody knows that these NGOs are raising money to give to terrorist organizations to build the tunnels, to equip the paramilitary organizations in the Gaza Strip, and now spreading to areas like Bethlehem, all the Arab-controlled cities, Ramallah, different areas, and ultimately, those weapons will make their way into the city of Jerusalem.
Dr. Jimmy DeYoung Jr. with us here today on Crosstalk. We're talking about a world in turmoil, and I guess the hub is the Middle East. And we're going to be delving further into this. After the break, we're going to bring Iran into the picture. What's happening there, and the heightened nuclear aspirations taking place there. Back in 1 minute. This is Crosstalk.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist and creation researcher with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, where do fingerprints come from?
Chris, fingerprints are unique for each individual, produced by nuances in the genetic code. Now, koala bears also have fingerprints which look surprisingly like human fingerprints, even though in evolution we're not closely related to the koala bears. These are much more human-like than are those pseudo-fingerprints of chimpanzees, which evolutionists think are our closest relative. And how can that be? Evolutionists conclude koala bears and humans evolved their fingerprints independently, a convenient non-answer to evidence which fits creation and not evolution. Chris, the evidence doesn't fit evolution because evolution isn't true. We were created in God's image, separate from the animals, just like it says back in Genesis.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
This is Crosstalk on VCY America. Our topic today, a world in turmoil. With us, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung, Jr., and discussing these issues going on. Certainly the Middle East being the hub for so much activity taking place. And we know that what's happening in Iran right now, too, is just we could do a full program just on this topic alone. But let's bring Iran into the picture. And they have not let up on their pursuit at all for nuclear weapons and making it known this is where we're going. So let's bring them into the picture. Where do things stand with Iran right now?
Well, the very organizations that were to monitor what was going on and the building in that process and then the negotiations to return to the Obama administration's role in setting up the parameters in which Iran could develop a nuclear facility, which was to be used for energy purposes of...
So said.
That is totally fallen apart. It doesn't look like Iran will come back to the table for those talks. As a matter of fact, I just got word this morning that Israel has now instituted and is practicing and running with their Israeli, the Air Force, a trial run of fueling jets in the air, making the trip, getting ready to handle the situation on their own. The Biden administration has tried so many different ways to allow Iran to continue. Of course, there are many other countries that are involved, and I think what's going to happen is that with the Secretary of State making the decision to allow or to not go back to the table and along with the European Union, they're secretly hoping that Israel will handle the situation, but then blame Israel and put all the blame on them for acting on. And Israel said, look, we will protect ourselves. Mm-hmm. There's a red line that's drawn. We know what's going on there. They've tried to, all the way back from Prime Minister Netanyahu, Prime Minister Bennett, as they have been letting the world know that and Israel will protect itself and will take actions. And they've already started practicing refueling jets and making that long trip to Iran.
We know that the sanctions that were put in place by former President Trump were crippling Iran.
Yes.
They were crippling them financially. However, so many of these have been lifted, and these sanctions now are non-existent in so many regards. And now we have the Biden administration special envoy warning that the U.S. must prepare for a fully nuclear war. It appears that the U.S. is, as you say, anticipating. This is something it's rather certain.
Well, as we watch what goes on in the Persian Gulf, as we are watching a very inadequate Iranian Navy take on the United States Sixth Fleet in the Persian Gulf, you see that they're making some decisions that are a little out of the box. I want to be careful what I say here, but they seem to be a little crazy. As these little boats, attack boats, are taking on the mighty Sixth Fleet, these aircraft carriers from the United States. Just imagine if they get a nuclear weapon and they become a country that controls a nuclear weapon to use it at their disposal. They don't value life. As a matter of fact, former President Ahmadinejad said that, look, our goal is to wipe Israel off the face of the map.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the case, and they have many, almost 300,000 ballistic missiles aimed not only towards Tel Aviv, towards Haifa, in a moment's notice, and they've said this, look, if we see anything that's coming towards, we're going to push the button and we'll wipe Israel off the face of the map. So it's almost, you're talking about a powder keg, that is a powder keg right now.
Right.
And,
How do you assess Iran's military aside from those little skipper boats? I mean, do they have capabilities, or is it really dependent upon that nuclear weapon being established for them?
For them to compete on a level with Israel and their military and the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force, mm-hmm. men on the ground. Israel clearly would defeat them. Of course, there's a long distance in order for them, for Iran, to get men on the ground and close to the borders of Israel, but they're slowly moving them in. So we talk about Iran making a move in Syria, Iran making a move in Lebanon,
mm-hmm.
With Hezbollah. Iran uses proxies. They're setting up not only the Hezbollah, but they're funding terrorist organizations in the Gaza Strip
mm-hmm.
and sending missiles and rockets to the Gaza Strip, which is so very important. And I'm so very thankful to our senators and congressmen that voted to allow Israel to keep the Iron Dome, because that's what's protecting Israel. And so, I mean, against the Biden administration.
Yeah. I mean, it was almost shocking to see that this almost would not pass.
Right. So to see that Israel has to keep their vigilant day and night. And when you ask about assessing the military capabilities, the one thing that Iran, they're committed. They can afford to send a certain amount fighting from a distance, but if they have a nuclear capability, then all bets are off, and it really does. When you talk about controlling a nuclear bomb that could be dropped and wiped out a race, a country. Yes.
You talked about Ahmadinejad, who wanted to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. Is the present leadership of
Raisi, President Raisi, is much worse.
Worse.
They call
that.
Him the hangman. I mean, he committed lots of atrocities in the country of Iran. It's almost an atrocity that, and he couldn't come to the United States. There are basically bounties on his head for what he did in Iran and crimes against the Iranian people. So he almost makes, Ahmadinejad look more like a first grade teacher as far as, his intensity and his hatred for the nation of Israel.
I saw also Track Persia report last week that Israel had approved a budget of some 5 billion shekels. That's about $1.5 billion for a potential strike against Iran's nuclear program. Are we that close to
yes.
seeing this happen?
They're practicing. They're getting ready. In fact, they have the plans already drawn. I mean, many times the jets have been on the runway, ready, just waiting for the command to take off. That's how close that we are. Prime Minister Netanyahu certainly presented the case to our Congress mm-hmm. here in America. Look, this is something that we have to be aware of, and there's very few people besides Israel that are putting up that warning flag that yes, we're in a danger zone. And the life of the Jewish people and the nation of Israel are at stake here.
Dr. Jimmy DeYoung Jr. with us here today on Crosstalk. Let's talk about Afghanistan here, too. I mean, much happening with Iran, but what does a new Taliban-ruled Afghanistan mean for Israel and for the Middle East at this time?
Well, when we look at the pulling out of the United States military out of Afghanistan, which was when you talk to our friends that served in the military, how we could ever do that and why the administration would make that decision to do that is beyond comprehension. But the Taliban is totally taking Afghanistan, and it hasn't left. I would say, somewhere about the 7th or 8th century as far as their mentality and thinking. And they're fighting for control right now, which sets up at the really basically waiting for Russia and China to enter in to establish and help the Taliban, get control of the situation there. Don't forget Afghanistan. And the reason why Iran, Russia, China are all waiting to go in there is because there are the mineral rights and Afghanistan are, it's unbelievable when you look at the billions of dollars that are at stake here as to who controls this country.
What minerals are you talking about?
Oh, we're talking about the minerals in the ground. You know, the mining of all kinds of different minerals, everything from copper and the minerals that are used in our everyday products, which China would use and its economy and developing everything from cell phones to chips for cars, for just those rights themselves are, you know, and mining them in those Afghani mountains. People are waiting there. The Taliban have been these people that have been basically living back in time, and they wanted to keep, and they have taken a step back with when you look at women's rights, and when you look at anybody, there's no rights. It's just whatever they feel is right according to the Islamic law. That's the way that they go.
And yet we have the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, who's calling for aid for the Taliban-ruled Afghanistan right now as well.
We have to take comfort in the fact, Revelation 17, where God uses world leaders to perform what God wants to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you look at the administration, yes, we can fight this all day, but I think when we need to step back as believers, we need to see what God is doing here. This timetable is upping. We're getting closer to the event of the rapture because we're seeing an alignment of nations that are forming, and we're seeing the major players of those nations that are mentioned in Ezekiel 38, Daniel 11, Psalm 83. Those nations are coming into play, and even Revelation chapter 16, when it talks about the kings out of the east, talking about China getting involved. Israel is now doing business with India. India has the third largest economy in the world, and now India is getting involved in a relationship that started with Prime Minister Netanyahu with the president of India, Modi. So all of these things are coming into play, and we're seeing the players line up. So when we look at why would an administration like President Biden's administration make the decisions that they are, and we seem to be going backwards from what the Trump administration did, I think it's God using world leaders to accomplish his will.
Wow. Dr. Jimmy DeYoung Jr. with us here today. I'm going to mention just a few countries, and I see the clock is moving faster than we do here. But mention some countries and just give you a little bit of commentary as it relates to the Middle East and things that are happening. The first one here is Turkey.
Turkey, yes. Tayyip Erdogan, the president of Turkey, trying to establish a pan-Islamic nation. He wants to be the leader of the Islamic people to reestablish the caliphate that went all the way from the Mideast to all the way to Europe. He wants to reestablish that, expand the borders. By the way, he just expelled about 17 ambassadors, 9 from the NATO forces. It's heating up in Turkey.
Okay, we're going to talk about a couple other nations when we come back as well and have some opportunity for your phone calls later in the program. This is Crosstalk on VCY America, a world in turmoil. Dr. Jimmy DeYoung Jr., our guest today, back in a minute.
Nearly every common behavioral problem is considered to be a disease in American culture today. Gambling, overeating, and certainly drugs and alcohol. But God's Word lovingly tells us the truth about the very heart of addiction. Yet the Bible is a neglected resource for those who suffer from these so-called addictions. One of the reasons for this is that people choose to believe the theories and ideas of mankind that the disease renders them powerless to overcome the problem. However, a Christian is not powerless and has the indwelling power of the Holy Spirit to enable them to say no to choices that will mentally enslave them. In the book, The Heart of Addiction, biblical counselor Mark Shaw confronts these life-dominating sins and provides biblical tools to help us examine our heart's motives at the root of addiction and how to obtain victory. The Heart of Addiction is available for a donation of $15 or more to VCY America. Ask for it when you call 1-800-729-9829.
program you're listening to is Crosstalk. Comes your way each weekday afternoon at this time here on VCY America. By the way, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung Jr. in town as he's been speaking at Union Grove Baptist Church over the weekend. A number of listeners going out to hear him there. And incidentally, he'll be joining me on WVCY Channel 30 this evening at 7 o'clock. And those of you in southeast Wisconsin can watch it over the air. We also stream it through VCY.tv. And at 7 o'clock Central Time, we're going to be looking at future events, okay? So we're here. What's next on the prophetic calendar? And we're going to be looking at certainly the destiny of those who know Jesus Christ as Savior, what awaits them. We're also going to be looking at what awaits those who do not know Jesus Christ as Savior. Encourage others to watch tonight through VCY.tv. or through WVCY Channel 30, 7 o'clock Central Time this evening. Well, during the afternoon radio program today, we're talking about a world in turmoil, and we're looking at what's happening within Israel, certainly what's happening with Iran and the heat that's coming to bear there with their aspirations toward a nuclear weaponry. And looking at some of the other nations, matters going on. We talked about Afghanistan in the last segment, and we introduced you also to Turkey. And you've got some more information you'd like to share about Turkey.
Well, I just wanted to continue on, Jim. You know, it's important. Our ministry, and again, as Christians, we should examine current events in the light of God's prophetic word. What's happening in the world? Why it is acting as it is? Turkey is that nation, one of those nations that's mentioned in Ezekiel 38. They're the names that were first given to us in the book of Genesis, chapter 10, when the nations were split up and divided into nations, languages, and tribes. But when you look at the nation of Turkey, which in Ezekiel 38 is Meshach, Tubal, Gomer, and Togarma, on an ancient Turkish map, you can see it's divided up. So we know that that is modern-day Turkey. Turkey in an alignment with nations that are going to come against Israel as they are making these decisions. And Tayyip Erdogan is not a rational person. He is making decisions, casting out ambassadors, throwing out members of NATO, going up against NATO, which is was established, the North American Treaty Organization, which is was established to really help protect Europe in any type of and in the military aspect of Europe. But we do know that the Antichrist will use the revived Roman Empire, the European Union, which is the infrastructure today of that revived Roman Empire, which they are calling that they need a military. But if Tayyip Erdogan is throwing out these NATO members and trying to lead the Islamic world into coming to arms and going to battle, bringing in the Russia S-400 missiles, all these things, you're just seeing a player and a nation that is making decisions that fit very well with the alignment of nations and the nations that will come against Israel in the last days.
Russia was next on my list.
Yes. Well, Vladimir Putin, when you look at Ezekiel 38 again, and I go back to the scriptures because I think that's so important. We're not just picking these countries out of the blue and just kind of focusing on them. But when you look at Magog, which is mentioned in Ezekiel 38, and the leader, Gog, is the leader of Magog, that would be today, it would be Vladimir Putin. I mentioned earlier that he met with Prime Minister Naftali Bennett this last weekend. And he expressed his support for Israel. I mean, there are a lot of Russian Jews. And it's just a continuation of a relationship that was established with Prime Minister Netanyahu. But he also said, yes, I'm a friend of Israel, and I'm offering them my support, but I'm also a friend of Israel's enemies, which, as we're watching Russia, which is said by 2025 will be 75% Islamic. When you look at the Islamic influence in the Russian nation, now you understand that this leader, as it is taking sides and positioning itself, not only in Afghanistan, but Iraq, it is positioning itself there. It is positioning itself in the, when you look at the nations of North Africa, Russia is playing a major role in supplying weapons and supplying military expertise, establishing ports in Syria, establishing jets and fighter jets in Syria. In fact, that's some of the problems that's happening. America and Israel are supposed to let Russia know anytime it is going to hit something, or the city of Quneitra, for instance, which it just did by drone attack. That's what Vladimir Putin's all upset about. But why would he have Russian soldiers on the border between Syria and Israel on the north?
Mm-hmm.
You know, unless he wanted to take control and rebuilding that war-torn state of Syria that has been in a conflict itself with over 300,000 plus Syrians by Bashar Assad that were killed in the last 10 years.
Let me bring China into the picture here, too. We see China just flexing its world muscles at this time. I mean, it seems a matter of any time they could go in and invade Taiwan. The U.S. has pledged to come to its aid. We don't know anymore. They're laughing at the military now of the United States, especially with the debacle in Afghanistan. But just bring China into the picture. Where do they fit into the prophetic events here that scripture unfolds?
President Xi Jinping wants to establish and in 2051 will be the 100th anniversary of communism in China.
Hmm.
They want to be the hegemonic leader of the world by that point in time. So they are very involved. They're putting in a lot of money in countries in the Belt Road Initiative that goes from China to Europe. By the way, which is very interesting when you look at what it's talked about in Revelation chapter 16 as the kings out of the east will make their way to Israel, following the dried up Euphrates River, making its way down. This road system that's being put in place could definitely be it. But yes, China wants nothing more than to see the downfall of America. That is clear. They want socialism to continue. They want communism to grow. They're getting involved in these countries that were formerly, that came out of communism. When you look at the nations that were part of Yugoslavia, that were communist in nature, Montenegro, they're putting in money into these countries and building an infrastructure that makes these countries beholden to the Chinese. They really are the bank of the world because everybody is beholden to the Chinese because they control and they have established the yuan, the cryptocurrency that is the forerunner, I believe, to the mark of the beast, the digital currency that's being established. And when you get into that aspect of it, you're going to see not only are they instituting and being able to control not only the money but the money of the whole world. And when you see that, that's very scary. And it's just setting up and contributing to a one-world economic system that's coming into play.
We're going to open our phone lines today. Dr. Jimmy DeYoung Jr. with us, 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. Talking a lot of the geopolitical matters that are going on right now. But one other nation here, as people are calling in, is Sudan. Just this morning, of course, the breaking news.
Yeah.
News coming forth about the arresting of the prime minister there, the military dissolving the government, in essence. Need to watch for this player here as well.
Sure. Sudan has been one of those countries that has been basically the proxies of Iran. They have put ISIS and Al-Qaeda moved there. It's one of those nations in Ezekiel 38, Somalia, Ethiopia, and Sudan that will Kush that will come against Israel in the end time. So when you see the government that's in place now being under arrest and the military taking over, I do think it's a total unstable government and system that's there and opening up for Al-Qaeda, the Muslim Brotherhood, ISIS to jump in there and continue to make themselves much larger and destabilizing, really, the countries of North Africa.
Friends, we're going to go to phone lines here momentarily. There is so much more information. We had other topics. I wanted to get into anti-Semitism and so forth that's happening in our world today, and it's on the increase. We're seeing that take place. Matter of fact, even there are those who are trying to push a opposing view to the Holocaust. Think about that, folks, and so much more. We'll get to your phone calls, but let's get right to your questions as you call in. Dr. Deang, you have a website where you keep updating stories and other information there as well. You've got a number of resources there. Give us your website and contact for the Ministry of Prophecy Today.
It's really simple. ProphecyToday.com is our website, www.prophecytoday.com. We have a lot of my father's teachings on there, all of his teachings, and we welcome you to come to our website. We do an update. We have many times that we are keeping our focus with men that are in locations and know. So we're talking to men on a weekly basis that are helping us and giving us the correct information, information that you will not hear in the worldwide media about what's happening on the ground in areas of the world that concern Bible prophecy.
Again, the website, prophecytoday.com. Let's go to the phone lines. Fred is calling from Milwaukee. Hi, Fred. You're on the air.
Yes, hi. I wanted to thank his dad for sharing the gospel in September at Brookfield, the church there.
Yes, sir.
I hadn't hardly heard the gospel out of him over the years, but he did that last time he was here. And I wanted to ask you about Revelation Chapter 10, verse 5 and 6, where it talks about Jesus Christ standing on the sea and on the land, and he announces time is no more, and I'm wondering, how do you get a rapture out of that if time is no more, and it's been 6,000 years almost.
Thank you, Fred.
The Revelation chapter 10 is a parenthetical aspect, so it doesn't advance the narrative of the timeline of Bible prophecy, which from Revelation chapter 6 to Revelation 19 basically is the seven-year period of the tribulation. So when we look at that, you have to remember that Revelation chapter 10 is a parenthetical chapter, and John's told to eat the little book. There are lots of there's information in Revelation chapter 10, but it's not the aspect of the tribulation period, which we clearly put at the beginning. I can only tell you, Fred, that the church is mentioned 35 times in the book of Revelation, 16 times before Revelation chapter 4. It's not mentioned from Revelation chapter 4 to Revelation chapter 19. Israel is mentioned 33 times, and the reason for the tribulation period is for the Jewish people to come to understand Jesus Christ as the Messiah.
Thank you, Fred, for the call. George in Olney, Illinois, you're on the air.
Yes, I just want to say thank you and sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
I was going to make a comment. The 9/11 perpetrators were trained to fly a plane, but they were never trained to land a plane. The terrorists in the cockpit in the White House today can fly a plane, but they do not know how to land it, and I am just wanting people to get together and pray that even the president, Xi Jinping, who is the president of the United States right now, in the sense of the word, will give that man some training.
Thank you for the call here, George. We're up against a break. We'll take your comments here, and thank you so very much, and pick up with other calls here in just 1 minute. Dr. Jimmy DeYoung Jr. with us here today on Crosstalk, your website, prophecytoday.com. We'll be back in 1 minute.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewreport.com. Israel has jumped in aggressively with the vaccine. They've also jumped in aggressively with green passports. Many believe, as do I, that all of this technology and all of this tracking, and as the Prime Minister of New Zealand has said, the setting up literally of two classes, the vaccinated and the unvaccinated, is preparing the way for a global system led by the Antichrist, where no one will be able to buy or sell unless they have the mark. Please note, I'm not saying this is the mark of the beast. It is laying the foundation for it. And it does indeed appear as though Israel is leading the way. But should we be shocked? No, because they will eventually enter into a peace accord with the Antichrist for 3.5 years. Do not let what the Jews are doing cause you to believe or support the idea of anti-Semitism. Jews sin, Christians sin, Gentiles sin. God will use this sin to bring them to repentance.
This is Crosstalk on VCY America. Dr. Jimmy DeYoung Jr., our guest here today. A World in Turmoil is our topic, and certainly we have just hit the tip of the iceberg as it relates to world issues that are going on, and the observation from our call right before the break indicating that, hey, this administration, they don't know how to land a plane.
But I do want to remind people, number one, we're encouraged to pray for the president, for our government. Number two, remember, God uses world leaders to accomplish his will. So just because it doesn't fit into what we think makes sense, we need to take a step back through the eyes of God's word, through Bible prophecy, to be able to look at what's taking place and to understand why the world is acting as it is. I want to remind people, there is no reason and there's no guarantee that America will be a nation. And I used to say this 10 years ago. I would say America might not even be a nation in 10 years. Well, we're closer to that happening than ever. Believe me, I'm very patriotic. My father served in the military. But, you know, with the way that the world is going, there have been bigger empires that have fallen than the United States.
You know, I was just reminded of Isaiah 40, verse 17. All nations before him are as nothing. They are counted to him less than nothing and vanity. I mean, he sets up, he takes down. Nations are maneuvered. I mean, they do his bidding.
That's right.
His perfect will is going to be accomplished.
We have to remember, let's not become political and patriotic. Don't let that take the place of viewing the world through the eyes of God as he has given it to us in his word.
So you're not saying don't be patriotic. I mean, we should have a patriotic.
I'm very patriotic. Chris, thank you for clarifying that.
Chris is calling from Hayward, Wisconsin. Chris, you're on the air.
Hey, Jim, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to comment. Earlier this year, I purchased a copy of Jimmy DeYoung's documentary, Ready to Rebuild, Revisited.
Yeah.
And it was really interesting how they're ready to rebuild the temple, but all the harps have been made. They've replicated the menorah. The garments have been made. They're training the priests and the Levites. And Jimmy DeYoung documented that over 30 years ago, and it's just amazing how that's really progressed over the decades, and it just shows how close we are, and it's really exciting, and that's my comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Is that development still going on here?
Oh, yes. Oh, it's even, you know, they have the garments. In fact, on that video, we interviewed Nachman Kahana. His people might remember his brother, Rabbi Meir Kahana, who was assassinated in New York City, who I knew very well. Nachman Kahana has been fitted with the garment to be the first high priest. Now they have continued making those. They're continuing making everything. They have everything in place. They're just waiting. In fact, Nachman Kahana said, yes, I'm waiting to get the phone call to put on my garment as a high priest and make my way to the Temple Mount. Israel, the religious community, those that are involved in the Temple Institute, they're very prepared. In fact, they're trying to establish the consciousness of the Jewish people to go to the Temple Mount, to be aware of a temple that will be built. And that temple is the one that stands in the tribulation period.
Wow. Champaign, Illinois. Zoe, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. Sorry, I got a coughing fit here. I just want to say, Mr. DeYoung, you've stepped into some big shoes and you're doing it great.
Oh, thank you.
And thank you, and I'm sorry for your loss, too, but we know where he is. Anyway, my question is kind of silly, I guess, but you mentioned the number 17, these 17 ambassadors that were kicked out of Turkey. And, of course, we know we don't believe in numerology or anything like that, but the evil people kind of do. And is there any significance biblically to this number? Because the what some of us kind of call the cabal, they seem to be kind of obsessed with this number.
Very interesting. I haven't thought about it in that way. Again, like you said, we can't put any, you know, really substance to the number. But we can see that there is a movement. There are things that are taking place through these world leaders.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Zoe. Julie from Pensacola, Florida, you're on the air.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to ask you a question about the cryptocurrency. You just briefly kind of touched up on it when you were towards the end of your speech, and I wanted to see if you would just maybe elaborate more on that because it's becoming more popular now, and a lot of people are investing in things like that, and just wanted your opinion on it.
Thank you, Julie. We are headed towards a digital currency in the world where our paper money will no longer be useful. Here's the thing that we need to be careful about, and it's how you govern it. Governments are not even sure how they, stay on top of cryptocurrency, which is why China got involved early. Israel's gotten involved. The United States is still trying to figure it out how to get involved. But here's something that I just found out recently. You know, digital currency can have a life span. And at a certain point, the government can say it's no longer worth anything, or you can't use this. If you want to support your church, if you want to support missionaries, they can see where it's going. So, yes, it is becoming the governments want control of that digital currency, and this is an easy way for them to see where your money's going to.
We have just 90 seconds left. I've tied up our phone lines here. We're not able to get more calls in, but I would just like to ask you, where do we go from here as it relates to all of these things? What do we need to keep our eyes on in such a time as this, with all of this chaos happening around the world, the powder keg that we described, for those who know Christ as Savior and those who do not? We've got a minute here. Share with us what our takeaway should be.
Bible prophecy is used for two reasons: to understand the times in which we're living and the urgency of the hour. Because God chose us to give that gospel message to people, to relay it. Sometimes we forget the urgency of the hour, but he also encourages us through this to live a pure, productive, holy life in an unholy world. Let's take our eyes off of governments. Let's take our eyes off of why the world is acting as it is and trying to explain it away. Let's keep our eyes on God and He speaks to us through His Word. 1,188 chapters in the Word of God, 392 of those chapters contain Bible prophecy about future events. If it's that important to God, He puts it there for us. We need to go back to His Word. And we need to do that. Don't let somebody else chew your food for you and put it in your mouth. You go to the Word and you see what the Word says and see what God's preparing you and how to live in this world.
Every man that hath his hope in Him purifieth himself.
Amen.
Even as
First
he
John.
Is pure.
Yes, sir.
So, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung, thank you so very much for being with us here today.
My pleasure, Jim. Thank you.
And again, folks, the website is prophecytoday.com. Prophecytoday.com. Just a reminder, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung Jr. will be with us tonight, 7 o'clock Central Time, WVCY Channel 30, VCY.tv. God bless you, folks. Thanks for joining us today on Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.